I'm glad to know I'm a friend of Cousin Thelma's, because that puts me in good company. Now, I want to tell you, I think I have to warn you, I can't dance, and I don't sing. All I do is talk, and I don't talk like Frog Smith. I talk like a bureaucrat, and Cousin Thelma's afraid I'm going to talk too long, and I'm not. I want you to know that the Secretary of State and the Department of State are so happy and proud of the Stephen Foster Center and what's been done here in the last 27 years at the folk festivals. And we look forward to another 27 years of folk festivals. And Cousin Thelma, I look forward to seeing here at the 55th Folk Festival some years from now.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. I'll be here one way or another. Besides that nice little surprise, we have another one. They call themselves a sea breeze. Well, time will tell whether they are breezy or not. They are two young fellas from St. Petersburg, Richard Belke and Robert Hilliard. Let's clap them onto the stage.
How are you doing out there tonight?
Tonight?
It was a long night last night.
Contrary to popular belief, we are not the Tarpon Springs ethnic folk dancers. Nary a Greek in the heritage. We're going to do some English folk songs for you, a little different than what's going on here.
Like a tide left me here.
Thank you. Woo. Thank you.
Thank you. About 12 years ago, in the middle of all that 1960s stuff that we all went through, Simon and Garfunkel did a song that kind of protested the Vietnam War, but it was basically an old English folk songs, and we like to do a kind of a combination of old English folk and rock and a bunch of other stuff. So we'd like to do Scarborough Fair.
We gotta retune up. Wish they'd learn how to fix that.
Thank you.
We'd like to do one more for you. This has some English classical picking. It's written by an English folk artist.
darling, go to sleep, for the night is young. There are many songs yet to be sung. Oh, and I will sing them all to you before the night is through. And when she lies in need of care and comforting, so as a child's toy she is caressed. And yet when cast adrift upon the changing tide, like a ship becalmed, she lies at rest. Oh, darling, go to sleep, for the night is young. There are many songs yet to be sung. Oh, and I will sing them all to you before the night is through. Oh, darling, go to sleep, for the night is young. There are many songs yet to be sung. Oh, and I will sing them all to you before the night is through.
Thank you very much. Have a beautiful folk festival.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Richard, Robert. And I see some of you anxiously perusing your program. You have to be a Philadelphia lawyer to figure some of it out. At the last minute, there are always dropouts. The Greek dancers had to drop out, I'm sorry to say. But Seabreeze was ready to hop right in, and we do thank them for filling in the breach for us. Now let's welcome to the stage Lee and Peggy Kelly, now from Palatka, but in their young married days, they lived right here in Hamilton County, and the folk festival inspired them to learn to sing. They have to wait a minute. There's one ahead of them. Another one of those jump-ins. Dan Tillinghast, who has dropped by from Statesville, North Carolina. He's worked his way up from Miami to Georgia to North Carolina. And now he's back for a visit. Let's welcome Dan.
See if I can get this thing up where I can look at it. Well, I went down to old Joe's barroom at the corner of the square, and the drinks went round as usual, and the usual crowd was there. In the corner stood old Joe McKinney, and his eyes were bloodshot red as he looked at the crowd around him. These were the words he said. I went down to St. James Infirmary. I saw my baby there, all laid out on that long white table, so cold, so white, so fair. I went up to see the doctor. She's mighty, mighty low, he said. I went back to see my baby. Good luck, she was dead. Well, let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she can look this wide world over, but she'll never find a man like me. Well, bring out your long black carriage. Out your funeral hack. They're taking my baby to the graveyard, and they ain't gonna bring her back. cost a cigarette song. Put a 20 piece jazz band on a tailgate to raise hell as we go along. Now when I die, please bury me, my high top Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain so the boys will know I'm standing pat. Let's have another drink of whiskey. Let's have another round of booze. And if anyone here should ask you, say got those St. James Infirmary blues. Let her go, let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she can look this wide world over, but she'll never find a man like me. Thank you. I think this thing got mad at me, huh? Several years ago, I had the pleasure of visiting Florida's black hat troubadour, Will McLean, at his home in Tallahassee. He and his wife, Alice, lived in a little three-room house back off of a sand road. And Will said, Dan, I've written a new song, but I haven't got it set down on paper. He says, I can't write music. I just write the songs and the tunes come out, but I can't put them down on paper. And he said, I'd like you to put this one down on paper for me so I can publish it. And I said, okay. So Will sat down and he wrote the words out for me, and then he played the tune. And in my long and laborious methodology of writing down a tune, I finally got it on paper for him. And you can find it in Will's book and also on his records. You'll hear many of the people around here singing it, from the bluegrassers to the ballad singers like me. It goes like this. There is a wild hog in Gulf Hamlet. I don't wish on any man. My blood nose is hurtful tushes, dark to brown and yellow sand. It was on a summer's evening, mighty near the setting sun. Wasn't thinking, I got careless, didn't even tote a gun. There he stood, red eyes burning, slobbers running down his jaw. Never seen sight so fearful, chilled me to my very maw. Times at night, I gets to thinking, and the shivers cold my spine. I walk out into that moonlight, that old wild hog on my mind. There's a wild hog in Gulf Hammock, I don't wish on any man. My blood nose is hurtful tushes, dark to brown and yellow sand. Dark to brown and yellow sand. Wild hog. Thank you. I don't know how many years ago it was, but it's got to be probably 8 or 10. I drove up here from the Hollywood, Miami area, and I brought back a song that we sang over in the song workshop this morning. And it's been one of my favorites for a lot of years. It's called The Wreck of Number 9. And all of a sudden, notice there's a bunch of people singing it again. That sudden was 10 years, but they're back singing it again. 'Twas a dark, stormy night, not a star was in sight, and the cold wind was blowing down the line. And the brave engineer, with his sweetheart so dear, was awaiting to pull on number 9. Well, she kissed him goodbye with a tear in her eye, and a joy in her heart she could not hide. And the whole world seemed bright when she told him that night that tomorrow she'd be his blushing bride. Well, the wheels hummed a song as the train rolled along. The black smoke came pouring from the stack. The headlight agleam seemed to brighten his dream of tomorrow when he'd be coming back. But his brave heart stood still as he rolled around the hill, for a headlight was burning in his face. And he murmured a prayer as he turned on the air, for he knew this would be his final race. In the wreck he was found, lying there on the ground. He asked them to lift his weary head, and this message he sent as his breath slowly went to the maiden who thought she soon would wed. There's a little white home that I bought for our own, where I thought we'd be happy by and by. And I will it to you, for I know you'll be true till we meet at the golden gates. Goodbye. Okay. This one comes from my, I guess, home state, the one I grew up in, West by God, Virginia. My dears, do you know that a long time ago there were two little children whose names I don't know? They wandered away on a bright summer day, got lost in the woods, I've heard people say. When it was night, how sad was the sight. This moon had gone down and the stars gave no light. They sighed and they sighed, bitterly cried. And when they got weary, they lay down and died. When they were dead, the robin so red brought strawberry leaves and over them spread, and sang a sweet song the whole night long to the babes in the wood, poor babes in the wood. Thank you.
Tell that dog it's against the law to be in here, will you? Now, every word I said about Peg Lee and Peggy Kelly, now from Palatka, is true. Lee was inspired by the Florida Folk Festival to learn to play and sing, and now he enjoys teaching beginners. Capture that brute, will you, Johnny? Let's welcome Lee and Peggy Kelly.
Thank you.
Thank you. It must be from Palatka.
We'd like to share with you three traditional folk songs, one of which is from the mountains. The other one is from Louisiana Delta region, and the third one is from England, back in the times of Chaucer. First one we'd like to do is called Handsome Molly.
Well, I wish I lived in London or some other seaport town. I'd set my foot in a steamboat, I'd sail the ocean round. While sailing round the ocean, while sailing round the sea, I'd think of handsome Molly wherever she might be. She rode to church a Sunday, she passed me on the by. I could see her mind was a-changing by the roving of her eye. Oh, don't you remember, Molly, when you gave me your right hand? You said if you ever marry, that I'd be your man. You broke your promise, go home with whom you please. While my poor heart is aching, you're lying at your ease. Hair was black as a raven, and her eyes were black as coal. Her cheeks was like lilies out in the morning grown.
Handsome Molly, prettiest girl in the whole wide world.
Yeah. Well, I wish I lived in London or some other seaport town. I'd set my foot in a steamboat and I'd sail the ocean round. While sailing round the ocean, while sailing round the sea, I'd think of handsome Molly wherever she might be.
Of course I would.
Thank you. We'd like to play for you the ballad of Morris Slater. Morris Slater, back in the late 1800s, killed 9 men, and then the sheriff was coming after him, and he wrote the sheriff a telegram and said, "Sheriff, you're a friend of mine, and if you come after me, I'll kill you too," and he did. Now, they weren't going to call this a ballad of Morris Slater because it's hard to get that into song, so they just called it Railroad Bill. Said if I didn't like it, he would take my life. Gonna ride, ride, ride. Railroad Bill, Railroad Bill, he never worked and he never will. Gonna ride, ride, ride. Well, I'm going up the mountain and I'm going out west. Got a 38 special sticking out of my vest. Gonna ride, ride, ride. Well, buy me a pistol just as long as my arm. Gonna shoot anybody ever done me any harm. Gonna shoot Railroad Bill. Railroad Bill, Railroad Bill. He never worked and he never will. Gonna ride, ride, ride. Honey, honey, do you think I'm a fool? Do you think I'd ever leave you when the weather is cool? Gonna ride, ride, ride. Well, Railroad Bill was so mean and so bad, he stole the old chickens that the poor farmer had. Gonna ride, ride, ride. Railroad Bill, Railroad Bill, he never worked and he never will. Gonna ride, ride, ride. Thank you. I play a banjo the way the first banjo player ever did. As a beginner, he just didn't know what he was doing. So we're going to try a little something here. This goes back to the time of Chaucer, as I was saying, and it's one of the old story type songs. It's called Four Nights Drunk. If you don't know who Chaucer was, he was a famous writer in Middle English, which is the English that came right before ours.
Oh, yeah?
A lot of fun to read, too. Well, the first night I done come home drunk as I could be. And I saw a horse in a stable where my horse ought to be. So I said to my wife, my pretty little wife, "Whose horse is this I see? Standing right here in the stable where my horse ought to be." She said,
"You blind fool, you darned old fool, why can't you never see? That's nothing but an old milk cow my daddy done give to me."
Traveled this whole world over 10,000 miles or more, and a saddle on a milk cow I ain't never done seen before. Well, the second night I done come home drunk as I could be. And I saw a hat there on the hat rack where my hat ought to be. So I said to my wife, pretty little wife, whose hat is this I see? Sitting here on a hat rack where my hat ought to be, she said,
you blind fool, you drunken old fool, why can't you never see? That's nothing but an old chamber pot my daddy done give to me.
Well, I traveled this whole world over 10,000 miles or more, and a J.B. Stetson chamber pot I ain't never done seen before. Well, the third night I done come home drunk as I could be, commode hugging.
I'm sorry.
And I saw some pants there on the floor where my pants ought to be. So I said to my wife, my pretty little wife, whose pants are these I see? Laying here in the corner where my pants ought to be, she said,
you blind fool, you darned old fool, why can't you never see? That's nothing but a dish rag my granny done give to me.
Well, I traveled this whole world over 10,000 miles or more, and zippers on a dish rag I ain't never done seen before. Fourth night I done come home drunk as I could be. And I saw a head there on the pillow where my head ought to be. So I said to my wife, my pretty little wife, whose head is this I see? Laying here on a pillow where my head ought to be, she said,
you blind fool, you drunken old fool, why can't you never see? That's nothing but a cabbage head my brother done brung to me.
Well, I traveled this whole world over 10,000 miles or more, and a mustache on a cabbage head I ain't never done seen before.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, that was great, Lee and Peggy. And here's another Peggy and Jay, her husband, Jay and Peggy Smith, whom you've heard and enjoyed many, many times at the Florida Folk Festival. Jay and Peggy Smith from Jacksonville.
Thank you. It's always nice to be here. When I was a little boy, I used to look forward to Christmas, and now I look forward to coming over here every year.
Come on along, little children, come along, while the moon is shining bright. Get on board down by the river shore, we're gonna raise a ruckus tonight. Some folks say that a preacher won't steal.
Raise ruckus tonight.
I caught two out in my field.
Raise ruckus tonight.
One had a shovel, one had a hoe.
Raise ruckus tonight.
Digging up taters row by row.
Raise ruckus tonight.
Come on along, little children, come along, while the moon is shining bright. Get on board down by the river shore, we're gonna raise a ruckus tonight. Way down yonder in Chitlin' Switch.
Raise ruckus tonight.
Bullfrog jumped from ditch to ditch.
Raise
jump so high he touched the sky.
Raise ruckus tonight.
Didn't come back till the 4th of July.
Raise ruckus tonight.
Come on along, little children, come along, while the moon is shining bright. Get on board down by the river shore, we're gonna raise a ruckus tonight. In the history of folk songs, there are many songs that are called answer back songs for the reason that one person sings a question and the other one answers back. It's not any more complicated than that. One well-known one through tradition is Soldier, Soldier, Will You Marry Me? And this is a variant of that. Doesn't have any soldier in it, but otherwise it's pretty similar. How can I marry you?
she jumped and away she ran down to the market square. There she bought a hat for Lazy John to wear.
Lazy John, Lazy John, will you marry me? Will you marry me?
How can I marry you? No shirt to wear. Up she jumped and away she ran down to the market square. There she bought a shirt for Lazy John to wear.
Lazy John, Lazy John, will you marry me? Will you marry me?
How can I marry you? No coat to wear. Up she jumped and away she ran down to the market square. There she bought a coat for Lazy John to wear.
Lazy John, Lazy John, will you marry me? Will you marry me?
How can I marry you? No pants to wear. Up she jumped and away she ran down to the market square. There she bought some pants for Lazy John to wear.
Lazy John, Lazy John, will you marry me? Will you marry me?
How can I marry you? No shoes to wear. Up she jumped and away she ran down to the market square. There she bought some shoes for Lazy John to wear.
Lazy John, Lazy John, will you marry me? Will you marry me?
How can I marry you with a wife and 10 children at home?
I guess we ought to follow the folk tradition and be scholarly for a minute. This is Child Ballad number 49 for those who are keeping count.
Monday morning, go to school. Friday eve, come home. Brother, comb my sweetheart's hair as we go walking home. Johnny, won't you play a game of ball? Johnny, won't you throw a stone? I am too young, I am too small. Will it leave me alone? Oh, no, I won't leave you alone, that will never be. I am the one who loves Suzanne, and I will murder thee. Well, what will you tell my mother, dear, when she asks for her son, John? I left him in the country school, a lesson for to learn. Well, what will you tell my father, dear, when he asks for his son, John? I left him in the wild, wild wood to teach him how to run. Well, Willie had a little penknife, it was clean and sharp. With it he made a deadly wound, he stabbed him in the heart. Oh, Willie, take my holland shirt, tear it from gore to gore. Wrap it around my deadly wound so it won't bleed no more. So Willie took his holland shirt, tore it from gore to gore. Bound it around the deadly wound, but it bled all the more. What will you tell my pretty Suzanne when she asks for her love, John? I left him in the grave so deep, never to return. She grieved the birds out of the nest, the fish out of the sea. She grieved her true love from his grave because he could not rest. Oh, what do you want, my pretty Suzanne? What do you want from me? One last kiss from your clay cold lips is all I want from thee. Go home, my pretty Suzanne. Go home, said he. You can grieve for me all the balance of your life, but you'll never more see me.
Thank you.
Wasn't that a beautiful ballad? No. Well, what I do know is that Gamble first appeared to perform at the Florida Folk Festival in 1960. He was magic then, and he still is. He's been entrancing audiences here, there, everywhere with his songs and stories ever since. He is without a doubt Florida's best known folk performer, Gamble Rogers.
Oh, it's so good to be out here today. Let's go ahead and back the guitar sound down a little bit.